Ellen White writes on Christ's life and ministry. It was during her 10-month-long illness in 1892 that Ellen White actually began to do much writing on the ministry of Christ. In her diary for July 12, 1892, she noted, "This afternoon I wrote a number of pages on the life of Christ. I long for a large portion of the Spirit of God, that I may write the things which the people need." Thus she continued in the days that followed. Wednesday, July 13th, in the morning I wrote on the life of Christ, and in the afternoon I wrote out. Thursday, July 14th. After arranging my position so as not to bring any strain on arms or shoulders, I go to work at my writing, asking the Lord to bless that which I write. I know that He helps me. I am now writing on the life of Christ. Friday, July 15th. I cannot manage to keep comfortably warm in these high rooms, with only a great fire. I have had two severe chills, and this has greatly increased my lameness in my shoulders and hips. But notwithstanding this, I was able to spend most of yesterday writing on the life of Christ. I praise the Lord because I feel a nearness to my Savior. On that Friday, in a letter to O.A. Olson, president of the General Conference, she wrote of how as she undertook this work she was almost overwhelmed with the subject. "This week I have been enabled to commence writing on the life of Christ. Oh, how inefficient, how incapable I am of expressing the things which burn in my soul in reference to the mission of Christ. I have hardly dared to enter upon the work. There is so much to it all. And what shall I say, and what shall I leave unsaid? I lie awake nights pleading with the Lord for the Holy Spirit to come upon me, to abide upon me. I walk with trembling before God. I know not how to speak or trace with pen the large subject of the atoning sacrifice. I know not how to present subjects in the living power in which they stand before me. I tremble for fear lest I shall belittle the great plan of salvation by cheap words. I bow my soul in awe and reverence before God and say, Who is sufficient for these things?" Only occasionally at this time did she mention specific visions in which scenes pertaining to the life of Christ passed before her, but in connection with first writing on the subject in 1858, the terms "I saw," "I was shown," or other terms indicating divine revelation and inspiration, frequently occurred. As the reader has observed the frequency of the visions given to Ellen White in Australia dealing with the various features of the work and the experience of individuals, it is reasonable to assume that as she wrote, views on the life and work of Jesus were frequently given to her also. In 1889 she told of how the betrayal, trial, and crucifixion of Jesus had passed before her point by point. In 1900 she wrote, "Heavenly scenes were presented to me in the life of Christ, pleasant to contemplate, and again painful scenes which were not always pleasant for Him to bear, which pained my heart." As the work of preparing the book progressed, Marion Davis would search the writings for additional material, and Ellen White would fill in the gaps. Miss Davis gives a glimpse of her task as she pleaded that relevant materials be copied out from various sources, so that they would be more readily available. Such a request is more understandable when it is known that she herself did not use the typewriter. Perhaps you can imagine the difficulty of trying to bring together points relating to any subject, when these must be gleaned from 30 scrapbooks, a half dozen bound, E. G. White, volumes, and 50 manuscripts, all covering thousands of pages. Marion Davis to WCW, March 29, 1893. But it was Ellen White alone who performed the task of filling in to complete the text. Marion did none of the writing. Ellen White made mention of this at the death of Miss Davis in 1904, when her mind turned back to their labors together. "We have stood side by side in the work, and in perfect harmony in that work." And when she would be gathering up the precious jots and tittles that had come in papers and books and presented to me, "Now," she would say, "there is something wanted, needed. I cannot supply it." I would look it over, and in one moment I could trace the line right out. We worked together, just worked together in perfect harmony all the time.